Where are you, at home or here in Washington? In Washington, huh?
Yeah. That's the way it ought to be.
Jim, I've got a few problems and I need some help on them. I want to talk to you as a friend and as a senator and get your best judgment. And I know you'll give it to me frankly and fearlessly. I got to name Attorney General. I've got three or four possibilities. I want my Attorney General what you'd want in yours. A man that understands me pretty well and understands my country, understands my problems.
Then you've got to have a man that's first loyal to you.
That's right. And that's a...
You don't have now.
That's right. I got to have someone I can say to go see you and sit down, work out something, or go talk to Dick Russell about this problem, or go and find this thing, come back with an answer. I've got to have a man I kind of like my priest that I confess to, and then I say, here are the problems now. You tell me what the law is, and tell me how to fix it. Now, I've got about four people that are in the general arena. I haven't talked to anybody outside the government, my wife, and Dick Russell, and you, and I'm not going to. I'm going to try to make up my mind. I got some folks sitting outside now. I'm over in my bedroom. I haven't gone over because I'm trying to make up my mind this morning. I've got Katzenbach. He's been in there for the 14 months I've been president. He's courteous. He's efficient. He brings matters to my attention. He has very few problems. I don't catch any static or any hell. I get along with him fine. He doesn't. We don't fight. We don't snap at each other. When I ask him to do anything, he does it. He never argues with me. He's fair and judicious and apparently friendly. Nearly everybody I have, whether it's Buford Ellington at Nashville, whether it's John Connolly at Austin, whether it's your friend Doug Wynn in Mississippi, they kind of feel like they've been with me for 15, 20 years trying to help me. I'm president and now Bobby Kennedy's running the show, and why in the hell don't I have my own Attorney General now? Yet everybody feels that way.
I feel that way.
They feel just about like if you finally won and you defeated Henry Wallace and you came in, you kept all of his own people. They just wonder why Eastland did that. So
can
on,
I
so.
Tell you something right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Katzenbach wanted Paul Johnson to name a man that could come up here, somebody that was reliable, and talk to him off the record about conditions in his faith. Well, now, we named Dan Shell, who's in the oil business, a lawyer, very high-class fellow. Shell's been coming up here now for a year. Goes out to Katzenbach's home. They swim together out there. He tells me that he's just wrapped up body and soul. Bobby Kennedy, strictly Kennedy's man. Now, Katzenbach's got, Shell's got no bill good to sell anybody. That's just what he tells me off the record.
I think that's right. I think that's right. He never says anything to the contrary to me, and I think that's right. And, it's pretty hard to hold my own folks together when they think that they just feel so better my own people. Now here are the other two people. Clark Clifford represents a good many big clients. He's been counsel for Truman. He's been counsel for he was Symington's manager. He's been counsel for Kennedy on all of his trusts and all of his family matters. And he's been helping us since I've been in here. He's got pretty good judgment. He's a pretty logical fella. He doesn't understand us as well as some people. He's pretty cool and conservative, and he doesn't get emotional. He doesn't never gets real sentimental. And have that feeling that we have sometimes when the going gets tough, that we Like I seen you get on train in 60 and go through there with me, and I knew that you just having daggers stuck in your heart all the time, but you didn't care. He wouldn't be there. He's a good lawyer. He represents DuPont, and he represents Phillips, and he represents the top people. He's the second one. Abe Fortas is a head of a firm here with Thurman Arnold and Paul Porter. He's represented us for a good many years. He's born and raised in Memphis. His daddy's kind of a peddler down there. He came up to Washington in the early 30s. He was one of those Roosevelt liberals. But he's got a lot of compassion. He's got a lot of understanding. He understands my wife. He understands me. When Bobby Baker got in trouble, the first place he ran was to my lawyer, because Abe Fortas represented me before the Supreme Court. My contest against Stevenson. He'd done it all free. He'd represent you tomorrow if they tried to mob you. He'd walk right out in the street with you and hold them off, and so forth. And he's the fella, he's one of the 5 or 6 best lawyers in this country, the bar tells me. And
can I get him?
He says no, but I think I've got to make up my mind on one of these 3 or 4. And I just talked to Dick. He said I ought to try to make him do it, and I'm going to try to call him over. But I didn't want to do it until I talked to you. He belonged to the Lawyers Guild in the 30s. He worked for Ickes for 5 years.
Claude Clayton belonged to the Lawyers Guild.
Well, he resigned, though, after a year. He got out of it. And
John Rankin belonged to
it. He was 5 years Senator Wirtz, who was my advisor, kind of like Russell was in the Senate. He was in Texas. He was a conservative lawyer that represented the oil people, and he was kind of a daddy to me. And Abe was, primarily because he was from Memphis, and old man McKellar came down and talked to Wirtz about him. Wirtz put him under him, and he became Wirtz's number one assistant. His right-hand man, his administrative assistant, his lawyer, everything. Wirtz was a great lawyer. They drew all the power contracts on Bonneville and Grand Coulee, and they all stood up in the court, the Duke power case. And Wirtz did it, but this boy helped him and was in most of it. When my contest came in 48, he made him come down there, and he worked for months. So he's real close to us. They would raise hell that he was Bobby Baker's lawyer. He didn't take any money from Bobby. He didn't represent Bobby. He just told Bobby to quit talking the newspapers, quit opening his mouth, keep his mouth shut. And when he got summons for a committee, that he would talk to him about it. By that time, I became president. And then he gave out a public statement, said that he could no longer represent him because that he was being called on for matters here and he didn't want any conflict. And he made it all public, and Edward Bennett Williams started representing Bobby, and that's about his life. Now the question is, I can continue on with Katzenbach and have a little trouble, but I do have the folks in my country and the folks that have been with me, even fellas in New York have supported me. They wonder why I just do this, why I don't put in my people that advise me.
Well, I agree with that. You ought to put in your somebody.
And the question then
what
is...
What's loyal to you?
All right, then the question is, do I go to... where do I go? And these are the best ones that I see in the outfit. I honestly believe that the man I want is Porter's now.
Well, I'll cooperate. Now, I doubt if you can get him. I think these Jewish organizations don't want a Jew attorney general. I've heard that's the reason Rebel Cop turned it down.
Well, that may be.
After accepting it.
That may be it. That may be it. Well, if you cooperate, you can run your committee in the Senate, can't you?
I don't know. I don't can't run it, but then I'll cooperate with you on it.
Well, your judgment is, though, that we can cover our ground. Dick said I can do nearly anything this year. He didn't know what I can do next year.
Well,
is that your opinion?
By God, I think you ought to get your own man as Attorney General now. And and that's nothing against Katzenbach.
Do you see anything wrong with the fact that he did represent Bobby for a while, but he quit him?
I do not.
Dick Russell said this morning, said everybody's entitled. A lawyer said, I represent 29 murderers.
Well, of course.
I freed them all, but said they entitled to counsel.
Do you remember the gangster, Kenny Wagner?
No.
Well, I represented him. He killed about 11 men.
Thank you, Jim, and pardon me for bothering you. Don't say anything about it. You talk to Dick, but don't talk to anybody else.
He's already called me.
All right, okay. All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.